Now, I'm joined by Councillor Nolene Riley, independent candidate for next local election, to talk about a number of local issues for Ballymun and Finglas. Good morning, Nolene, and thank you very much for joining us.
Johnny, no problem.
You're most welcome. Nolene, at the last Dublin City Council meeting, you raised a number of issues, and first of all, calling for kissing gates at three locations. Just tell us what locations they are, and why was there a need, or is there a need, for kissing gates?
Yeah, well, I suppose this year hasn't been just those three locations. There's been a number of locations, and the last couple of years we've put up kissing gates around the area to tackle really the scourge that is scramblers, like, so they can I suppose they can stop people on bikes in their tracks, like, and they have helped somewhat in some areas to tackle that issue with antisocial behaviour there.
Right, yeah, sounds like a good idea. And how expensive would it be to erect gates at those occasions? Probably not too expensive.
Well, no, but they would certainly be, you know, a couple of grand each. Like, they're like cast iron, like, so they're fairly durable structures. We have put them in and they haven't lasted, even though they are durable in some cases. Like, the bikes have been rammed up against them, but I suppose once the concrete kind of sets in them, like, that's the main thing over the first few days that they do go in, just to try and get the concrete set in them, and then they're harder to move then. But I suppose if people are kind of using areas for whatever sort of activity they do, they don't want them there, like, because it does kind of stop them in their way. They're not the be-all and end-all of all the issues, but they're just one measure to try and help with the issue of scramblers, really.
Yeah, well, tough on the scramblers, in my
yeah,
view.
Exactly,
What was the response to this request by Dublin City Council?
Yeah, well, they have a budget every year. We allocated funding in the discretionary budget for the Ballymun and Finglas area for kissing gates. So we do have a certain amount of money every year to try and deal with that issue.
Right, okay. And how soon would you expect the council to have gates erected if they do agree? Probably,
well,
quite quickly, I'd say.
I put in five requests in February and they were all agreed, so they're out to the contractor at the moment. And then I suppose when I put in those requests, other residents came forward with other areas. So once they agree to them, there isn't really any delay, because, as I said, the budget is there for them. It's just a matter of getting a contractor then to come and install them.
All right, so. And what was the council's response in relation to the regular clean-up on Capper Road?
I suppose Capper Road is probably... I'm actually on Capper Road now, actually. But it's one of those issues that... It's kind of been a black spot for littering and illegal dumping. So the council just need to pay extra attention to that area. They have identified it as, I suppose, an area that needs a bit of attention. But illegal dumping is kind of going on in a lot of places around Finglas and Ballymun. So it's to try and get the council to actually just kind of pay attention to some of the worst areas and then just ensure that they are getting regular cleanup.
Right. Is there in fact a regular construction traffic on Capper Road, or has that all faded out?
Yeah, that's kind of faded out, but there does be, you know, footpath repairs going on that road as well. So but it's a busy road, as you know, so it is, any of those type of roads are kind of prone to more litter than other roads. That's why they really need to pay extra attention to it.
Right, okay. And you also called for additional lighting facilities on Balcurris Park. How bad is it at present?
Well, it's very dark there at Balcurris Park, like, so there's lampposts put in place, but the lights have never been operated from there, and that's as long as the new park has opened there during the regeneration. It's very, very, very dark, and it just needs, like, the problem with lighting is that there's no new budget for lighting any year. There's budgets to replace existing lighting, but not new lighting. So that'll be a bigger battle than some of the other issues that you've mentioned there.
Okay, so the council have to come back to you on that one.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right. You also called for footpaths as well as roads to be cleaned each week on Belcare Avenue and Belcare Drive. Have the council agreed to this?
Yeah, it's just, I suppose, in Belterre, it's just in front of the park. So again, it's an area that's prone to more litter. So it's just, it needs a bit more attention than maybe some of the other roads around the area. It's also a lot of trees, so leaves fall from the trees. So they just need to, they do regular cleanups there, but sometimes the footpaths get missed and they can just be quite slippy when the leaves that are quite old there get wet. So they just need to clear all the leaves and I suppose just keep a regular maintenance programme going on there.
Right, I understand. And there seems to be a consistent sewage problem in Ballymun. What kind of problems are there? Is it blocked drains?
Yeah, it's blocked drains. Because the pipes are so old in the Ballymun area, that it was kind of one thing that never really got fixed during the regeneration. And then, incredibly, some of the new pipes that went in during the regeneration were actually fitted wrong. So that has led to more sewage problems as well. And then there's also the issue that people are putting wipes and nappies down drains, and then over time that just blocks them. But there seems to be a problem going on with Dublin City Council at the moment, actually it's taking up to 3 weeks now to get these unblocked, because they only have one choke car on the north side. So now, they did, when I raised it the other night at the council meeting, they did say to me that they were aware it was an issue, and that they were going to try and get it resolved in the next couple of days.
Right. Is the problem throughout Ballymun area or just in specific parts?
It's a problem throughout the north side, and it's a problem it has become a problem quite a lot in the Ballymun area. There's new areas cropping up all the time that didn't have an issue with sewage but now do, so that's a bit concerning, but I suppose it's just something that we need to keep on top of.
Yeah, I understand. And how often does a blocked sewage drain occur in Ballymun? Quite frequently, I guess.
It can happen quite frequently, and some areas are worse than others. As I said, there is a problem with people putting down nappies and wipes down the drains, and that does have a problem, and trying to get that message across to people not to do that has become quite hard, because it may only be one house doing it, but if it's consistent, it will block the drains.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and on a different note, Nolene, local property tax changes are now deferred by 1 year. What's your view on this?
I think it's a bit of a cop-out, and the only reason that has happened is because there's a council election on next month. I don't think that if we were facing an election, they probably would have made a decision. They've been kind of hemming and hawing for the last couple of years about what they're going to actually do with the property tax. But I don't think that's really what people want to hear. I think people want to hear that there's going to be no increase. And they haven't said that. What they've done is they've just deferred any decision for another year. So people are kind of left in limbo. And local authorities are left in limbo because, again, their funding, they can't plan for future years because they don't know what the funding is going to be from the local property tax.
Right. Okay. Finally, Nolene, tell us a bit about the Schools Out programme at Ballymun Child and Family Resource Centre for Easter. When it's happening and so on?
Well, it's happening on Easter week, and they run summer camps all the time. They're at summer camps, Easter camps, Halloween camps, so they have an excellent service there. They also, I suppose, operate after school homework clubs as well. It's a really great facility in Ballymun East there, and it's just really taken off over the last number of years, and everything is always very well attended. They feed the kids, they also take them on day trips, so it's just a great asset to have in the area.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, so we'll leave it at that, unless, Nolene, there's anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thanks a million, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
No, you're most welcome. Thanks again for joining us today. All the best to you. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye,
and we'll talk
bye-bye.
Again. Now, that was Councillor Nolene Riley, independent candidate for next local election, telling us about a number of local issues for Ballymun and Finglas.